This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Halloween. I hope you've been enjoying the Halloween selections that Jane has given us this morning for the Muzak.
Thanks, Jane.
I see that Yuzette is getting her hair done. She's getting it all straightened. What's your friend's name? Oh, Strudy. You're curling it.
Yeah. Are you going to put in braids? Little Khaleesi
braid action.
You're
going to do a little Khaleesi thing.
I don't have a blonde wig.
Do you have a dragon?
You're my dragon. All three of you boys are my dragons.
Oh, you have your three dragons. Which one of them? One of them has to die. Spoiler alert. Which one are you going to get? Come back.
I better not say.
Kill one of your dragons. Come on.
Well, right. One of them's going to be gone for 6 weeks. So.
That one's already dead.
On our website. You can check out which one's dead.
Oh, yeah. We already killed Vinny. That's true. That's right. Vinny, then. We already killed him.
I'm not surprised by that answer. I've been on her last. The other day, I just said something, but I said it in my usual volume, and she just plugged her ears. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go home. Bye.
Wow. I actually grabbed my own hair, so I didn't turn around and grab his neck.
Well, you don't really have an indoor voice, so it's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I was sort of like,
you're a one-volume dude.
When am I not this way? I don't understand. Okay, I'm going to go.
Sometimes I'm a little bit more sensitive than other times. You know, if I don't feel well or I have a headache or whatever. Or we're in that tiny little office and his voice just like, it's like he's coming at me with that voice.
All right, this part of the program is brought to you by Credit Karma. You can watch the show. And it's interesting right now. I'm actually sort of wishing I could just watch Trudy do your hair for you. Because she's getting it all Khaleesi'd up for the big secret show today at Club Fugazi. We'll meet you over there if you've got your tickets. If not, don't forget, you will be able to still listen to the show. Super fun. One of my favorite parts of the live secret shows is that our listeners who are waiting in line to get in or are already seated and having their little lunch, they write questions for us. So if there's ever been like a burning question, today's your day to write it down. Have it in your head.
I wonder what today's hot question is going to be.
I know. Jen is a Dirty Bird. Mm-hmm. She's an old intern of ours, and she always helps us out at the secret show, and so she'll be passing out.
Oh, she's coming today?
She'll pass out the paper and pens.
And, yeah, well, people are waiting in line.
Yep. So if you're heading out to the show, be thinking of a good question. Even a live bad advice. A lot of times people are like, come to me. I've got a bad advice.
Mm-hmm. Rudy's
Oh, yeah.
Performing.
Our friend Rudy is going to open up the show. That should be super fun, actually, because we've never been in a live setting with him. So we're very
we'll
excited.
We'll see, won't we?
We will. He better be funny. If he's not funny, we'll be
I've
like...
I've only seen him once, but I was laughing my butt off.
Oh, good. All right. Well, great. If he's not funny, we'll just be like, oh, sorry, you can't sit on the panel. Good job. Bye.
We'll go ahead and cut that out of the podcast.
Well, that is the beauty of the podcast, isn't it?
We can take out whatever
can
we want.
Always edit them.
So go to radioalice.com/watch, and you can watch Yuzette getting ready for today's live secret show. We're going to start with, we did finally get the Billboard album charts. We knew that Niall Horan was number one, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but there's some other new stuff on here, too. Demi Lovato has fallen to number 10, 33,000 copies.
Oh, this is Demi Lovato?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. We're still unconfident, like you would not believe, at my house.
What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? Play that one.
The one machine.
This is the one?
It plays on repeat at my house. And if the little machine that plays the music even thinks it can stop for a second, what's your name? Play Demi Lovato, confident. Okay, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
It's my daughter's song.
It's great with the headphones on. I love things that are produced like this. There you go. Demi Lovato, Tell Me You Love Me is the name of the record, and it's 10th place. Love Is Rage 2, that's a little Uzi Vert. More than 33,000 copies for 9th place. At number 8, it's the new Darius Rucker record. It's called When Was the Last Time, and it sold 34,000 copies. Made it in the top 10.
He made the right move. Going country's working for him.
Ed Sheeran's Divide is still in the top 10. It sold another 35,000 copies. Gucci Mane sold 36,000 copies of Mr. Davis for 6th place. Oh, I love this song. We have another debut in 5th place. Chris Young, Losing Sleep, 39,000 copies. I'm not familiar with this guy, but people love him. 39,000 copies. Debuted in 5th place. Post Malone's Stony is number 4, 44,000 copies. Pink is holding on to 3rd place. Beautiful Trauma, 64,000 copies of that. What About Us? And the top 2 are debuts. Future and Young Thug. Super Slimy is the name of the record, and it debuted in 2nd place with 75,000 units sold.
So let me get this straight. These are 2 rappers who decided to make an album together?
That's what it sounds like.
All
right. It's a Future and Young Thug collaboration is what they're calling it. Super Slimy. And people love it, Vinny. 75,000 people ran out and got it. And new at number 1, we talked about this yesterday, Niall Horan. He's the 3rd member of One Direction to score a number 1 record, and 152,000 copies of Flicker. Isn't that sweet?
Depends on how long it's been, whether it's sweet or dude, move on.
Slow hands. It's unoffensive. I don't know. I mean, I guess the kids that love One Direction just are going to eat all their stuff up. So cute. Sia has a new Christmas song out.
Let's check that out.
It's called Santa's Coming for Us, which sounds ominous. Is it light? Before you play it, is it kind of lighthearted? Like, why? What is Santa's Coming for Us? Is it
totally Christmas-like?
Does she mean it like, yay, Santa's coming for us?
Yeah,
Santa's coming for us.
That's what I gather.
Run!
Run! Santa's coming for us! He's putting us in a sack and taking us to the North Pole.
Yeah, it didn't feel like she portrayed him as dangerous.
Okay, so it is a happy little Christmas song. Well, it has the jingle bells in it. Crank it up. Oh, neat. All right. Thank you, Sia. A new Christmas song.
It's all right.
I don't know if it'll be one that hangs around forever, but, you know, it's got the jingles in it. I couldn't understand anything she was saying there in the beginning. I mean, I caught the hot chocolate.
Yeah.
That's about it, though. Anyway, there you go. It's called Santa's Coming for Us. It's a new Sia song.
Where's Rachel?
Where's Rachel?
Where is Rachel? Is Rachel coming today?
Oh, is she coming to the secret show?
She's work. Busy.
Okay, everybody sit down. Hold on to your hats. I have big news right now. The world of celebrity trash. Breaking news about a breakup. Now it's all dramatic. I'm just kidding. It's no big deal. Oh. Selena Gomez and The Weeknd have broken up.
Oh, damn.
What?
Oh.
Who dumped who?
Oh, no.
They're not really saying, although Justin Bieber's back in the picture. So.
Yeah, she was with him at breakfast on Sunday.
Yeah, and he was spotted leaving her house.
Or she can't spend a minute by herself, huh?
She can't, it would appear.
All right.
Is he going to go back to the Bella Hadid, the chick he dumped for Selena?
I don't know. If I was Bella, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, she'll take him back.
Well, he is good for her image. Selena Gomez and The Weeknd have broken up after about 10 months together. Sounds like a pretty typical celebrity split. They're both super busy. A source says, it's been hard with him being on tour and her shooting in New York. That wasn't easy on them. It's hard. The source also says, Selena is not back with Justin Bieber, even though they've been spotted together several times. They had breakfast together 2 days ago. He was spotted leaving her house yesterday morning. She does not have a good record for quitting this dude. I feel like that's happening. But
Basito.
Her family has got to be bummed about this because, you know, she finally...
They don't like Justin.
No,
right?
They hate... he's terrible for her. He's a terrible person.
They're going to make it work this time.
Are they?
I believe in those two.
I have a bad feeling. So they say if they do get back together, Selena will have a hard time clearing it with her family. An unidentified relative told
the second cousin,
right,
twice removed,
told TMZ, Justin is a vile human and will never be accepted by us. As long as she's even speaking to him in any way, it is not only disrespectful to everyone around her, it's disrespectful to herself. The heart does what it wants. I always liked them together.
You did?
No, I didn't care. But yes, I did.
I did. They kind of remind me of high school sweethearts.
I know. They're cute. There's obviously something there.
Yeah.
And the heart does want what it wants. So good luck, kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with the throw up sound. I agree with myself on that one.
Tiger Woods has announced his triumphant return. Well, I don't know if it'll be
this is like to what? Return number 15. Mm.
To what? What's he returning to?
The whoreboard? to golf.
Well, we'll see.
He went and got a fourth back surgery. I guess he pulled out. So he's going to tee up next month in the Bahamas at the Hero World Challenge.
I hope he does well. Everyone who has ever followed him playing golf would love to see him. It would actually be a good story.
Sure.
For him to return to form and go back and win like five majors or something. It would be unbelievable to watch that again.
It would be unbelievable. He's joking that he'd like to thank the committee of one for letting him back on the field or whatever, on the course, which is funny because he runs this event.
Oh.
Yeah, TGR.
Oh, right.
TGR Live manages the entire event. So he was like, I guess I gotta ask myself if I can.
I think most people fear he won't make it through the first day. Like, what's been happening is he goes out, he plays. By the ninth hole, he's grabbing his back.
Mm-hmm. He has not competed since February. He pulled out of the Dubai Desert Classic due to that back problem that he's been having. He had his fourth back surgery soon after that. He's been recouping. He's been posting videos of himself lately, working on his swing and flexibility. Showed off his trademark stinger, but apparently it's a trademark of his. He just cut a plea deal in his DUI case last week, so
He's
free and clear. He's ready to go. Timing is good. He's going to be back out there. Saturday Night Live has just announced that Eminem is performing on November 18th.
I love him.
That pretty much guarantees that his record is coming out probably the 17th, probably Friday the 17th, or possibly, I guess, the week after, which I think is Thanksgiving week. But generally,
I don't know if he's still got it, but he's got some great albums.
Chance the Rapper is going to be the host.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know. So that should be pretty fun. I heard Taylor Swift just got announced as a host on SNL. I mean, not a host, a musical guest on SNL too, but I don't have that.
Well, Eminem does act too, so maybe he'll do some bits.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, a lot of times the musical guest does make an appearance or two. The skateboarder that Dr. Phil hit. Oh man, I keep like flashing that. I saw the skateboarder wipe out so hard this morning on my way to work. I was like, oh man, oh that's awful.
Yeah.
He hit a pebble in the road. This particular skateboarder, I don't know, a week and a half ago, Dr. Phil hit this guy. Mm-hmm. He was kind of going around someone in a parking lot, and I guess like couldn't see that there was a skateboarder there, so he ran right into him. The skateboarder is gearing up to go after him in court.
Oh, really?
His name is, I believe his name is Terrence Bembury. He's already filed an insurance claim over the accident, and it's likely a lawsuit's coming next. His lawyer is saying that he sustained a serious shoulder injury and possible head trauma. He's got a major problem, he says, now, with how Dr. Phil handled the situation. He claims he was in a state of shock after being hit by a celebrity and was definitely not okay before Phil took off, even though cops say he told Phil he was fine, which gave Dr. Phil the right to leave, I guess. But they talked. It wasn't like Dr. Phil hit and ran. He stopped and they talked and the guy said, no, I'm fine.
Well, in the kid's defense, I mean, if you've ever fallen and gotten hurt, maybe
it's almost a knee-jerk reaction
to say you're fine.
I'm fine.
It happens
okay. I'm all
the time where someone is clearly not fine, but the first thing out of their mouth is, I'm okay.
I'm fine. Did I poop myself?
And mostly you're saying that to yourself because you're
trying to convince yourself. Right. Terrence thinks whatever he said, Dr. Phil had a civic duty to stay until help arrived. He posted a picture from an examination room after the accident and lashed out at Dr. Phil online.
That's dumb. Need to do that.
Cops are disputing some of his allegations toward Dr. Phil. A rep for Dr. Phil says he doesn't deny he hit the skateboarder, has no problem doing what's right. And if he tries to gouge Dr. Phil, supposedly the doctor will fight back.
The doctor will pay him.
I know.
Just pay the kid.
Terrence Bembury posted, thank Dr. Phil. It felt amazing getting hit by your Mercedes. Now I'm going on 2 days of missing work. SMH.
Shaking my head.
Oh, yeah.
I meet with my lawyer on Monday. This is a 100% winnable case since Dr. Phil ran a stop sign and was in the wrong lane of traffic.
Yeah, I mean, this is the American way. Yeah. He's going to farm a nice little lawsuit there, and Dr. Phil will pay him out. And
everyone will just be so
happy.
And
that kid will blow through the money in no time and find himself looking for work.
But with an awesome skateboard collection,
What did I do with the $1 million Dr. Phil gave me?
Well, you gave half of it to your lawyer.
Dang.
Half of that went to taxes. And
right.
Now it's gone. Two nights of partying.
Right. The rest went to beer.
Mm. What's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. I have a bunch more Halloween-related things and also a neat story about a blind runner after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Halloween. Yuzette, you're looking fantastic. If only she was blonde, she'd be the spitting image of Khaleesi. Shruti's in there doing her hair for her and getting it all curled up and looking good. Going to put some braids in there.
She works at Monica Foster Salon.
Oh.
Palo Alto.
Woo-hoo. PA.
She was making fun of my hair earlier.
I was not.
She looks at it and she goes, oh.
Shruti, could you do a better job on Sarah?
Let me fix it, Sarah. I can fix it for you.
Someone needs to fix it.
Oh,
see, I told you.
So it's broken.
Broken.
It's fixing.
Hey, Shruti, do you promise to not talk to Sarah while you cut her hair?
I promise.
Really, though? Nobody can do that.
No,
everybody
I
talks.
Do it all the time.
Really?
I've been doing hair for 31 years. I don't need to talk to you.
Okay. Because it feels like sometimes like you sit in their chair and they're just like... Like searching for no, I would be fine if they would just talk and not want me to answer. But they're always like ask you some question, like you know, so what are you doing? You know, like over
Halloween.
When am I coming over your house and seeing your backyard? Shruti, will you make eye contact with Sarah
in the mirror? We will be making eye contact. You can make eye contact. I just don't. I don't know. I just always feel like I don't have anything to say. Like I'm all talked out. Blah,
well,
blah, blah.
And that's totally fine. I have lots of clients who just read a magazine or look at their phone and it's all good.
Can I just have my eyes closed and, you know, relax with a gentle tug on my hair?
Absolutely.
Okay. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. I just went into Studio B. Yuzette and Hooman are like flipping out. Get in here. Get in here. Wendy Williams, the talk show host, she's all dressed up as the Statue of Liberty.
Uh-huh.
And she is like tightly put into this costume and has the big headdress on, you know, with the spikes and everything. And she's sort of, you know, hey, yay, it's.
Hold on, though. The Statue of Liberty is wearing like a big flowing gown.
Yeah, no, she's like, it's the slutty Statue of Liberty, I guess.
Sparkly. It's a big flowing gown.
Yeah, no, it's not like
a big
that.
Girl.
So she's all in this costume.
Should I play it for Vinny?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes. Just watch what happens.
What happened?
She fainted.
It sounded strokey the way she couldn't say caress.
She said caress.
And then her face
caress.
Kind of twitched.
Her
a
face
little.
Twitched. Her eyes got real big.
Is this a trick?
I don't think so.
It almost seems like it, right?
So. It does because you'd almost that.
Well, why would they put the video out?
I think it's live.
She doesn't do a live show, does she?
That's live from the East Coast.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, I hope it's a trick.
I hope it's a trick, too. And actually, if you told someone faint or act like you're fainting, like that's what it would look like. It does look really fake, even the way she drops at the end.
She looks scared, though. She's got a look on her face that looks scared, which that seemed legit.
Yeah.
Wow. So the word is that she passed out while taping today.
They're saying it's because of the costume. She got overheated.
It does happen.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It does. But super scary.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How old is she? She's 53.
Be careful putting on your costume. Stay nice and cool, everyone.
The Radio Alice Report.
Sorry.
What happened?
I turned off the mics.
Oh, you did?
Like the olden days. I just used to...
Happy Halloween, everyone.
It's gremlins in here.
It's a devil's occasion.
Let's try it again.
Thanks. The Radio Alice Report.
It's fine. Happy Halloween, everyone. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's like another Wendy Williams.
Yeah, that's me. Sorry. Caress. First caress.
We appreciate you so much.
Get her!
go ahead.
Game 6 of the World Series is tonight at 5:15, everyone. The Dodgers must win to stay alive. Go Astros.
Go Astros.
What's going to happen tonight?
They're going to win.
Yeah, I think they'll clinch.
In LA, it's going to be tough.
Oh, they got a really good pitcher on the mound for them.
It's the guy who we saw in Celebrity Jihad, everyone. Don't forget that. That guy.
What guy? What? I don't know. I don't remember this. What's happening? What guy are we talking about?
Hooman has seen this pitcher naked, apparently.
We've all seen it. Kate Upton's ex-boyfriend is pitching tonight.
That's not what we think about, though.
Yeah, that didn't even occur. I forgot all about that.
I know you forgot. You forget about everything.
Thank you for
you're
thank
welcome.
You for reminding me.
You forgot to turn on the mic.
I believe Justin Verlander is still with Kate Upton.
Oh, are they still together?
I believe so. She's been seen in the stands during the games.
That would make sense.
Maybe she just loves baseball.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's it.
There's the World Series. I mean, I'm watching. I don't have anybody in that game that I care about. Anything else from you?
Yeah, I'm reading an article that Kate Upton's really upset that Justin Verlander didn't win the Cy Young Award.
Oh, okay.
And that's it for me back over here.
Thanks, Hooman.
The pitcher that... Anyway, I'm looking at a story right now about the iPhone 10, which is coming out on November 3rd. And they're giving it a pretty good review for the face recognition. And in fact, one of the questions you had was, what if I look different? They are showing a man who put on a beard, who put on a scarf, who put on sunglasses, and they all worked. So it looks like the recognition is good enough that if there's enough points of reference that it can still recognize you.
Interesting.
With life's changes.
All right. So as I get older and uglier, my Lord phone will still like me.
You're not going to keep that phone long enough for your age to actually show.
I know.
Because they'll just put out a new one next year.
I would just keep the phone I have, Apple. That's obviously not what they want. They need to screw it up with updates that I shouldn't be taking. My phone was perfect.
There's a text right there, right, Vin? Did you see that one about the
I did. This person wrote in, can you ask Sarah to check her iPhone settings? Sounds for this, if the change with buttons is off, she might not have the ringtone up loud enough, which is why her alarm volume isn't waking her up.
The change, I've checked everything.
I checked your alarm volume and it was up. Right. All the way, actually.
And the I know about the change with buttons thing, and I believe that's set to not... whatever, I'll look at it later. I'm telling you, I have not touched any settings on this phone, and all of a sudden this week, the alarm doesn't work. I don't do anything with the phone. I text people. I never go in the settings. I haven't downloaded any apps. I just use the damn thing, and then I put it down and expect it to go off when it's supposed to.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Yeah, it's bad news. Wow, that's pretty wicked.
That's pretty amazing.
Well, it is Halloween.
Is that a gurgle while you're like...
That's a growl.
Growl. But
that was a growl.
There's like a gurgle in your throat. It's pretty... Yeah. How do you do that?
You're scary.
I'm very spitty. I've learned to control my spit.
All right.
For evil. Save that.
For evil. Save that.
35-year-old guy from England named Simon Wheatcroft had a degenerative eye disease and went blind when he was a teenager. For the past several years, he's been working with IBM on a navigation device to help guide him while he runs.
Oh.
And he's going to use it this weekend to run the New York City Marathon.
Oh.
The device is called Wayband. It goes on the wrist and uses GPS to guide him through the course. Instead of audio alerts, it vibrates. He's used it before. In fact, he used it to run part of an ultra marathon in Africa last year. But there were a lot of long straightaways at the time, so it was a much easier path for him to follow. The New York race should be harder, especially if GPS drops out because of tall buildings, bridges, and other...
And because I would think one of the main problems with running a race like that is the other people, not just the route, but the other, you catching up with someone or it's tightly packed at the beginning. Very interesting.
You can't buy one yet, but they say they'll eventually cost about $300. But that's pretty neat.
What's it called again?
Wayband.
Okay.
You see people with sight challenges on the slopes from time to time, mm-hmm. or something like that, or running with a partner arm in arm, and they
link together somehow.
Yeah, and I'm always super impressed with that. As much as, you know, sure, they have help, it would be a lot easier to not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's pretty darn impressive, man. He's gonna run a marathon and he can't see.
Right? Oh my God, it's crazy. And to lose your sight as a teenager, it's horrifying.
Because it's Halloween.
Yes.
And, you know, people like the candy and they like to pair things with their desserts. Mm. I've got the best wine to go with your candy.
Oh, for God's sake.
Butterfinger, they say, try a buttery Chardonnay. The flavors go best with white wine. Ideally one that's medium bodied. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, try a Lambrusco. I don't even know what that is.
What is that?
I don't know.
Does it say?
It's a sweet wine that goes well with peanut butter for the same reason jelly does. Lambrusco.
Oh Lambrusco. Oh. Am I the only one who really can't mix anything sweet with liquor of any kind? Like, the last thing I want to do if I'm eating candy is have wine or beer. And the last thing I want to do if I'm having wine or beer is eat a piece of candy. I almost feel like
not candy, but like a cake or a cheesecake, something like that. Dessert.
It's like, oh.
You do?
I don't want any
dessert. Sure, I would do that. Dessert. Mm.
I don't want anything to take up stomach space.
From what?
From the alcohol. I need to get more booze in there. What do you mean? From what?
I thought from the candy.
No, no candy, no food, no nothing.
I feel like they don't mix well.
Kit Kats, anything that's mostly about the chocolate. Go with a Pinot Noir or a Sirah.
Sirah.
Sirah. Whoa!
Sirah.
Definitely something red with a Kit Kat.
Okay.
Candy corn, pop a bottle of champagne or Prosecco.
I like Prosecco.
Oh, I love Prosecco.
What's Prosecco? Yeah.
It's like champagne. An Italian champagne.
God, please.
You can only call it champagne if it comes from the champagne. France.
They say the waxiness of the candy corn goes well with the bubbles. Snickers.
I love candy corn.
Go with a deep, rich Syrah. Oh. Goes well with chocolate and nuts. Starburst, Nerds, or anything else that's straight sugar, pair it with a dry Riesling?
That's like a dessert wine.
Or a dry rosé.
Oh.
There you go.
Expensive.
Is it? You love that, though?
Probably because it's the most expensive. You know, he likes the expensive things. Very expensive taste for human.
I do like it.
The Riesling.
Yes. Back.
Oh, where does this show go some days?
I don't know.
We're all a little loopy because we have that live secret show coming up.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting ready.
Oh, Hooman 415 says Verlander is Kate Upton's fiance.
Uh-oh.
Fiance.
What?
Here's some play other text.
Whatever will be, will be,
will be.
Who's that, Debbie Reynolds or?
Doris Day.
Doris Day. Doris Day.
408 says, Hooman, can you review the Verlander pics you saw in Celeb Jihad?
Well, we all saw them.
I didn't see them.
Yeah, you did.
I do not remember seeing those. Are you sure I saw them? Big penis?
What? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it was. I mean, I can't really remember. I just remember they were featuring them on the front page. When we were clicking around. Click, click, click away.
Are we hearing excerpts from Woman's Mind?
650 says, Happy Halloween, Sarah and Vinny Morning Show, from your fellow Hamilton enthusiasts, George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, and Hercules Mulligan.
Oh.
Is that the cast from the show? Are they all listening?
Is it the
cast? They're dressed up as some kids.
Oh, no.
Or they're dressed up. It's a family dressed up.
They went
up
as historical figures. What does that mean again?
If you is go there to a book smart?
Oh, yeah. They're a bookworm. Oh, a little family of bookworms. Cute.
Someone sent in a post by Christmas from Big Brother of her naked. And she posted it. And she's complimenting herself. Fire. Can I just be fire for Halloween? She's a weird one, man. I don't know. How did she come through all that? Because she really didn't come out very likable. She sort of disappeared, huh?
Yeah, I haven't seen hide nor
hair. She looks great in that picture, but she just turned out to be a person that I really didn't...
Who's that, Vinny?
...find. Christmas from Big Brother.
Oh. Yeah, she's very unlikable.
Yeah, surprisingly so.
Yeah.
And I actually had...
Here she is naked.
...such high hopes for her.
You can't really see anything. Listen, her body's ripped. She's like a total CrossFit champion person. Obviously, her foot is healed. She broke her foot on the show. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of her. Looks like she's like running over fluorescent bulbs, and her arm is positioned perfectly to cover
her boobs. Stylized.
Yeah, it's great. Great shot. Can I just be fire for Halloween? Mm.
Yeah, aren't I great? Everyone likes me.
She's amazing.
408 says, Sarah, the drug dealers killed her father and won't tell her where his body is, and she needs to prove he's dead to get the life insurance. That is the plot for Winter's Bone.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I knew it was something.
Knew it was something.
Yeah.
I'll read more texts after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.